Students licking each other's toes at a fundraiser sparks an investigation. Whales were photographed for the very first time having gay sex, and a man is charged for pulling a knife on comedy club employees when they didn't allow him to take the stage. These are the weird stories for Monday on Weird AF News. That's right. It's Weird AF News. That's right. It's Weird AF News. That's right. It's Weird AF News. That's right. That's right. It's Weird AF News. That's right. And we're inside a closet recording for you the weird news for you. Humpback whales were photographed having sexual intercourse for the very first time. How lovely. This is a story about nature. Beautiful, beautiful nature. Photographers have captured some images of humpback whales engaging in some sexual activity. This is the very first time that they've captured such images. Humpback whales humping. That's what they do. They're humpback whales. They hump. Apparently, this photograph, though, shows that the whales being intimate were both males. All right, so it's gay humpback whale sex, but you guys, you know, whatever. A blowhole's a blowhole, am I right, guys? Come on, everybody knows that. The article says that the behavior of humpback whales have long fascinated scientists. A study published this week features the first photos ever taken of humpback whales having penetrative sex. They just happen to be males having the penetrative sex. And I'd imagine we should expect a film coming out, maybe called Humpback Mountain. How about Brokeback Whale? All right. The lines are open for your votes. You guys going with Brokeback Whale or Humpback Mountain? Call the show. 646-450-2012. We could have this film narrated by that man with the English accent that loves nature. Yes. Two whales named David and Glenn. They met at a club that night called the Blowhole. A night of dancing culminated in the very first photos of some lovemaking. Gay whale lovemaking. Now, the specifics of the photograph, it shows a healthy and strong male whale penetrating another whale who appears unhealthy or injured and emaciated. Is it emaciated or emaciated? So one strong male and one male that's kind of not doing so well. Well, you know, love is a mystery. The mammals, which usually range from 12 to 16 meters long, circled their boat several times, with the healthier male actively pursuing the unhealthy male whale. After about half an hour, the healthy male held the other whale in place with its pectoral fins, and then the intercourse took place. The authors of this study suggested that the emaciated whale may have approached the boat to seek some cover from its companion. Huh. So, are we talking about humpback whale rape here? Is that what they're inferring? I mean, they're making it sound like the unhealthy whale was coming to the boat like, help me. This guy won't get off my back, man. He's humping my back, man. Imagine you're trying to flee from a rapist and you run to some strangers for help, and instead they just watch you get penetrated, take photos, and then post it on social media to get famous. Wow. Yeah, that's not the desired outcome. Now, the authors and biologists say they don't know very much whether same-sex activity takes place between humpback whales. This is the first time they've seen it. They say mating and birth among humpbacks are the two main things that are still kind of unknown. So they're just guessing here. It says here, though, this isn't the first time same-sex behavior has been observed in the animal world as a whole. The study notes it has previously been observed in walruses, Amazon River dolphins, and gray seals. Wow, fascinating to learn. Gay sex exists outside of the human species, even. I thought it was just a human thing. Nope, nope. The animals are getting it on, too. They have needs. They have urges. And sometimes they'll just take any partner within reach. Clearly, if they can get a fin on you, you're going to get your back humped. A school in Oklahoma is under investigation after a toe-licking fundraiser. Well, you know, there's not a lot to do in Oklahoma. Why not have a toe-licking fundraiser? Am I right, guys? My school used to wash cars to raise money. Yeah, some schools lick toes to raise money. Licking toes. All right, all right, all right. But before we judge, you know, maybe they had to figure out which toe had the roast beef and which had none. We have here an Oklahoma high school reportedly under investigation after students were filmed licking peanut butter off of people's toes as part of a fundraising event. It says people's toes, so just random strangers' toes. Could you line up for that? Hey, is this the line to get my toes licked? How much is it? $5? It's not prostitution if you call it a fundraiser, apparently. We have here students in a high school. We have ages 9 through 12 at the Deer Creek High School. These students apparently volunteered on Thursday to participate in this unhygienic stunt, a video of which was obtained by the media. The video blurred out some of the individuals to protect the privacy of these students, but it began circulating on social media over the weekend. And the video of the students licking toes incited outrage and some questions from some parents about how the toe-licking fundraiser was even allowed in the first place. Well, that's easy. One of the administrators has a foot fetish, clearly. Check the laptop on that guy right away. A toe-licking event, don't they know? This is how you get athlete's tongue. Everybody knows that's how you get athlete's tongue. Or can you get, like, mouth-foot fungus? Is that a thing? You can get some toe fungus in the mouth, I'd imagine. Wow. Unbelievable. Last week, I covered a story where a teacher brings swords to school for the kids to battle. This week, we're covering a story about the students licking toes at the school. And it was approved by the faculty, obviously. How do you guys send your kids to public school? How do you do it? You know, when I was a kid, we looked at the homeschool kids. We were worried about them. We're like, oh, those kids that were homeschooled, gonna be pretty weird when they grow up. Well, yeah. You could say the same thing about these kids that were put in public school. Yeah, they're gonna be weird when they grow up as well. We have here now a unnamed parent of one of the students at the school who was surprised at learning about this toe-licking event from their child. She said, whenever she told me yesterday that this fundraiser was happening and what they were doing, I had to ask her, wait, what? What? They're licking peanut butter off of each other's toes? What? 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 Come on. What? That's right, honey. They're licking peanut butter off toes. Your tax dollars hard at work in Oklahoma. There's a superintendent here named Ryan who responded to this disgusting incident on social media. We are cleaning up this filth in Oklahoma schools. Our agency is investigating it as we speak. Good. They should get to the bottom of this and make sure that licking toes isn't a thing that's allowed at schools. I thought you weren't even allowed to bring sunscreen to schools. Now you're allowed to lick each other's toes, apparently. This was all for a fundraiser, they say, where they raised $152,000. They raised $152,000 licking toes in a matter of days. $152,000? That's a lot of money, man. In less than a week? I need to start licking some toes. Bro, this podcast in a closet is not working out. I need to open an Only Toes account and make some real ducats. $152,000 raised. Wow, that just shows you how many people out there enjoy watching teenagers licking feet. Sick individuals here. They're handing over their money. They raised this money for a restaurant chain called Not Your Average Joe Coffee. This Not Your Average Joe Coffee apparently works with students and adults with intellectual, developmental, and physical disabilities. Well, that's a nice cause, working with people that have intellectual and developmental disabilities. It sounds to me like the members of that faculty have some intellectual and developmental disabilities as well. Maybe we should get them some help. And the kids, of course, are going to need some help. Even if you weren't involved in it, if you witnessed it, you're going to need some therapy down the road, obviously. Now, the school's defending the activity, saying that all of the students involved volunteered for the toe-licking activity. They signed up for this ahead of time. Oh, so you're off the hook with this? I mean, how does this even move forward, man? Like, hey, we need to raise some money. Should we bake cookies? Maybe sell some chocolate bars? Nah, how about we hold a toe-licking event where the students lick their toes? No, I don't think we need to get on the news today. And then they were like, thumbs up to this. Let's just move forward. What could possibly go wrong here? The Deer Creek School also is emphatic in saying that, hey, none of the faculty or staff participated in any of this during the fundraiser. Oh, so you just stood around and watched? All righty. Bunch of lunkheads, man, I tell you. Another parent is quoted as saying, well, I think it's really great that they raised a lot of money for a good cause, but it doesn't sound like they really thought this thing through. Yeah, that's an understatement. Yeah, they definitely didn't think this through. What's wrong with you? Are you okay? Not only is this like completely unhygienic and disgusting, think about what you're teaching the kids. Yeah, you could just make a quick buck through the exploitation of your feet. And they wonder why they don't want to work real jobs. They just want to get on OnlyFans to make a quick buck. I don't have any kids, but I'd love to hear from some of my shocked parent listeners about this incident. Call the show 646-450-2012. I've got toes. I've got toes in different area codes. Area codes. I got toes. Delicious toes in different area codes. Area codes.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
A man pulled a knife on the comedy club employees after he wasn't allowed to perform. This guy just wanted to share his love of comedy with the world. He went about it in a strange way, but he has the best of intentions, wants to make people laugh. He doesn't understand there's a process before you actually get to take the stage and perform stand-up comedy. You have to go through several procedures first. You don't just show up at the club on Saturday night at 9 p.m. and get up on the microphone. Let's find out what's going through this man's mind. He's 77 years old. He lives in Madison, Wisconsin. Oh, boy, his face looks like he wouldn't be good at comedy. His face looks like he'd be better at murder than comedy. I'm so sorry to say. I mean, he don't look like he's very happy. Oh, then again, he's taking a mugshot here, so maybe he's got a really bright, nice smile, but he doesn't look funny at all. 77-year-old James Bailey. He has been formally charged after he pulled a folding knife on staff members. I like how they tell you it's a folding knife, as if that's like the most, like the really important details. We just want to let you guys know the knife can fold. Right. It was a knife, but it's a knife that could fold it. You know, in other words, you keep putting it in his pocket if he wants. It's still deadly nonetheless. He pulled a folding knife on staff members at a comedy club because he wasn't allowed to perform. It doesn't say the name of this comedy club here. I'm sure we could Google and find out, but who cares? It's really not that pertinent to the story. What's really important here is that 77-year-old James Bailey, he wants to make the world laugh. He's just a little misguided. The report shows that James has been charged with one count of disorderly conduct with use of a dangerous weapon. I'm surprised you don't call it a dangerous folding weapon. This incident happened on Wednesday evening, last Wednesday. According to the Madison Police Department, the police were sent to State Street around 8:30 p.m. Staff explained that Mr. Bailey pulled a folding knife on a... Did they really say folding knife? I'm just wondering. Yes, officer, he pulled a folding knife. People don't really talk like this. Just said, yeah, he pulled out a knife, tried to stab me. They say he pulled a folding knife on a staff member after being the denied the right to perform at the comedy club.
Hey, what time can I get up there and tell my jokes?
Sorry, sir. You're not on the lineup tonight. This is Pablo Francisco's show. He's a touring international comedian.
I don't know who Pablo is, but I'm definitely funnier than him. I'm going to get up there. Just show me how to get to the stage.
No, I'm so sorry, sir. You can't perform tonight. If you'd like, you can go to open mic night on Tuesdays, and you sign up at 6 p.m.
Open mic night's for quitters. I ain't no quitter. Here's my folding knife. Get out of my way.
This whole scenario has the vibes of that movie, King of Comedy. Are you guys familiar with this movie? Robert De Niro plays this guy named Rupert Pupkin, just wants to be a stand-up comedian. He wants to be on late-night TV. He watches this late-night show every night and dreams of being on it. But instead of actually going and, you know, performing at regular comedy clubs in his city and sort of moving slowly up the chain to where you get to the point where you could do stand-up comedy on a late-night TV show, he decides to kidnap the host of the late-night show, Jerry Lewis, and get on the late-night show doing stand-up comedy that way. You know, he kidnaps him. He offers to release him in exchange for a guest spot on the guy's show. I think he goes by the name of Jerry Langford in the show. It's a very wild, demented, weird movie about stand-up comedy. I really love it. Anyways, I say all that to say that our friend Mr. Bailey in this particular story has Rupert Pupkin vibes, to me anyways. It says Mr. Bailey eventually left the comedy club before the officers arrived, but they were able to locate him nearby and arrest him for the incident. Where? At an open mic down the street? Where did they get him? Did he go to the arena? Where, let's think of a big band that would play in where U2 was playing? Demand to get on stage?
Let me up there. I want to sing a couple ditties. I want to sing With or Without You and Where the Streets Have No Name. Tell him I'll be up there in a few, all right? You just...
No, sir, so sorry. That's not how it works. You don't just show up at entertainment venues and then immediately get up in front of the crowd because you want to. He's got big dreams, though, guys. Just a little, as I said, misguided. Hey, my friends and fellow weirdos. Weirdos? Yeah, I called you weirdos. So what? Embrace it. Embrace the fact that you're weird. If you like this weird news like I do, you're probably a weirdo like me. We can hang out. We should hang out. We should definitely hang out and talk about weird things. I like to sit on my balcony and smoke that devil's lettuce and talk about weird things, man. You into it? Come on, man. I know you're into it. We can talk about the Bigfoots. You know what I'm saying? We could talk about them as any kind of haunted ranch. That's pretty cool. I'm into it, man. I'm into it. Anyways, I had a great weekend. I don't know about you. I did some shows at some pretty cool venues, such as the Laugh Factory in Long Beach, California, the Laugh Factory in Covina. A lot of fun. Worked with some big names in comedy, too. People that don't need to bring a knife to the venue to get on the stage. People that don't have to do that. Because they're funny and they earned it. Anyways, it was a great time. Made a little bit of money too. That's always nice when you make a little bit of money doing some stuff that you love. I'm a lucky guy. What can I say? I'm also a lucky guy because someone named Addie Anderson became a Patreon. That's right. Supporting the arts. Becoming a patron of the arts. What a good thing to do with your money. That's what I think. Why not be a patron of the arts? You know, it's very important. Addie Anderson just joined the Patreon, so we want to give Addie Anderson some credit here. Let Addie Anderson know. I keep saying Addie Anderson know because I don't know if this is a male, a female, or some binary character. So I'm just going to keep referring to Addie Anderson as Addie Anderson. Just going to say how grateful I am for Addie Anderson for joining the Patreon. Please enjoy the extra content that's inside the Patreon, Addie Anderson, my sweet. I put in extra weird content in there. Stuff that's a little too weird for the podcast sometimes. Some stuff that's personal to me. and some stuff that's inappropriate for a podcast format because it might be a visual story or a video of some sort. I watch a lot of weird documentaries, and I like to share them in the Patreon. You can get a glimpse into what I'm into. I'm a bent individual, but I'm just embracing it, guys. You just got to embrace who you are. I'm too late. It's too late to change. You can't teach an old dog new tricks, as they say. Oh, wow. I'm rambling and rambling. Highly caffeinated. Anyways, thanks to you. Appreciate it. Anyways, thanks, Addy Anderson. If you want to be cool like Addy Anderson and join the Patreon, which is a great way to support Weird AF News and Jonesy, the one-man production inside a closet, go to patreon.com/weirdafnews or download the Patreon app on your smartphone and do a search for Weird AF News. Or you can just very easily click on the Patreon link in the description of this podcast or go to the website that you know and love that you'll never forget. It's weirdafnews.com. Very easy. Weirdafnews.com. You can click on the Patreon banner and join that way. So come join our little weird club that we have in the Patreon. And lastly, if you would like to call the show, 646-450-2012. My email, funnyjones@gmail.com. Appreciate all of you. I respect your time. We'll keep it brief like that. One more thing.